youths in politics are not future leaders, but they are current leaders of our generation.
We're not only the future, we are also the present.
What young people can do for political parties, what political parties can do for young people.
Local Leaders for Europe, a podcast from the European Committee of the Regions.
Men don't like girls who try too hard.
There's no trick. I've been in politics over 10 years.
Wear makeup.
No country in the world can yet say that they have achieved gender equality.
Blush, bronze, highlight.
With the hashtag MeToo movement and numerous activities in public and on social media, the topic of gender equality remains very prominent. Women around the world have taken over social networks to denounce situations of harassment and claim equal rights and more representation at all levels of society. Since then, the media and many organizations have followed their path, and measures to achieve more equality have been established. But much still needs to be done, a struggle that directly concerns the political world. According to a 2019 study of the Council of European Municipalities and Regions, the CEMR, on women in politics, local and European trends, only a third of political decision makers in Europe and only around 15% of mayors are women. The topic is, of course, also in discussion at the European Committee of the Regions, the COR, an EU advisory body composed of locally and regionally elected representatives coming from the 27 EU member states. For over a year now, the COR is also organiser of the YEPS programme. YEPS are young elected politicians no older than 40 holding a mandate at the regional or local level in the European Union. The COR built a network of YEPs with the purpose to meet and exchange best practices amongst them. In this podcast, we will ask six YEPs, one from each political group in the COR, about their experiences and thoughts on gender equality in politics. Before introducing the YEPs, let's start with a simple question. Do they think that being a woman or a man has an impact on their political career?
Yes.
Yes, I think it makes a very big difference.
Definitely, yes.
Definitely, yes.
An answer that comes with no surprise. Most of the YEPs think that as a woman, it takes more time to reach professional objectives. At work and on a day-to-day basis, this inequality manifests itself through concrete examples. Bernadette van den Berg is a member of the Provincial Council of the Province of Drenthe, party chairman and a member of the group of the ECR, the European Conservatives and Reformists. She is also the mother of two children.
When I see something, a problem in society or something, and I try to talk to a man to say, hey, we have to do something about this, or maybe this is a political chance or something like that, then I am used to that man always say, it's not such a big problem. I don't know if you're right. A day later, in another meeting, I hear the man say, oh, I have an idea. I think we really should do something about that. They represented it as their own idea. That's something I experience a lot.
Experiences like the one Bernadette just described can sometimes even be much more violent. As Robert Beckmann, city councillor in Witten in Nordrhein-Westfalen in Germany and a member of the PES group, noticed while discussing the matter with one of his colleagues.
And she told it to me and it was not good for me to hear it. I respect her a lot and I'm sad that she experienced such a thing. When she wanted to run for office, other party members told her that a young woman couldn't possibly understand political ways. Therefore, she should go back to assist the real politicians and that she should know her place.
But even when equality is actually given, like in terms of representation, for example, other issues remain. Jakob Christmann is a member of the School and Children Committee of Norrtälje in Sweden and a member of the group Renew Europe.
I tend to see that even with rooms with equal amount of men and women, when you look at amount of time spoken, it seems to be mostly, it's always more men talking. Even in a room where there's only 5 men and 10 women, if you sum up time talking, the time will probably be mostly used with men speaking, not women. Which is sad to see. It looks like women don't get the room to speak as much as men do. It's something I've noticed and seen a few times. even sometimes with a meeting that is designated for women in politics, sometimes there's an invited speaker that can be a man and he takes over and speaks more than all the women combined.
As we heard, there are still a lot of hurdles to overcome when you're a woman, especially in politics. But what can one do? Can political action help bring about change? For example, by implementing legal measures in order to make these inequalities decrease. Yazgulu Zeybek, who is a city councillor in Wuppertal, Germany, from the Green Group, thinks so.
I think it needs to be implemented across all aspects of social, political and economic life. This means access to better healthcare, equal pay for equal work, and at the local level, for example, better childcare opportunities, urban planning that takes into account the female perspective, and even cultural and social events that take place in a city. I think gender equality policies need to be everywhere.
Julia Umar is from Slovenia. She's district councillor in Ljubljana Center and from the European People's Party group. And she proposes some more concrete measures inspired by what has already been done in her country.
Maybe something which is already implemented in Slovenia, in Ljubljana, that we are trying to hire more and more women in public administration inside the local municipality. And we are very successful and we will try. I mean, this is one of the best things which we done in these years on this issue. So I will try to encourage this more and more and more. So this is the best thing. And I think also the other regions and the other countries and the cities should implement this in that way. Because then when the women are inside of the work process, this is encouraging them also to be active and to go on a political list and to be elected.
Some of the other YEPs are sceptical about the need for legally binding measures. The most important aspect for them is awareness. And what about the European Union? What could be its role? And how is the EU involved in this matter? It appears that gender equality was already mentioned in the Treaty of Rome in 1957, including the principle of equal pay for equal work. Furthermore, the Charter of Fundamental Rights of the European Union prohibits discrimination on any grounds, including sex. But it's only since the Treaty of Lisbon in 2009 that gender equality has been integrated into the EU's common values. A new strategy for 2000 to 2015 has been implemented to foster equality, and now Europe's 2020 strategy provides funding to encourage equality through the European Social Fund. Also, the COR has adopted a strategy to achieve gender parity at all levels in 2019. Following these actions, the situation in the EU has improved over time, especially regarding political representation. In 2019, 40% of the MEPs were women. There were 15% for the first elections in 1979. The College of the European Commission is also more gender equal, with 13 women to 14 men. But still, the situation is far from perfect. What then should the EU do in the next 5 years? Robert Beckmann, who we've already heard, has an idea.
The EU could start a huge campaign for men and women, explaining that women have a voice and that it needs to be heard. The EU should show women of any age that they are needed and welcome to participate in the political fields. We need a strong role model that inspires young women and young men and every other person, not regarding to any age. And this strong role model needs to show that everybody is the same and everybody can start in politics and is needed in politics.
The idea of a role model was a recurring proposal during our interviews. Monika Andrasek has a more concrete proposal. She is a municipal representative from Budapest in Hungary and a member of the EA group.
Income inequalities are still huge between men and women. So EU should definitely take some steps towards making it equal.
Next to equal pay, Monika also underlined the struggles connected to childcare that many female politicians face.
Women, especially in Hungary, need special support because the Hungarian government is pressuring them to give birth and basically to have a life just to raise children. But in the meantime, they would really need some extra support, such as baby-friendly local governments. So they wouldn't need to worry about where they would put their children. while they are trying to make their own place in the local politics. So that's one of the main things that women would need.
An opinion shared by Yazgulu Zeybek.
I think women in politics often have to work as well as care for family and children. So there need to be better conditions for them to be politically active. For example, we could have better childcare for those in politics.
These are some of the concrete proposals from the YEPs, which might fuel the future debate on gender equality in politics, which is far from over. It is encouraging to see that young elected politicians speak up for more women in politics. If you want to learn more about the YEPs program or the work of the European Committee of the Regions, you can visit our website www.cor.europa.eu. You can find this podcast on the website of the COR, on the Europod network, and on all major streaming platforms.